Hi everyone, welcome to Project Pure. In this episode, we're joined by Karen Hurd, biochemist, state representative of Wisconsin, and creator of the renowned Bean Protocol. Karen shares her groundbreaking discovery of binding molecules to support optimal health and explores how food can heal us and kill us. From cancer to eczema, acne, IBS, fertility, PMS, panic attacks, obesity, and more, Karen has helped countless individuals regain their health. A true gem in the longevity community, Karen offers lifelong access to her expertise when you join any of her programs. What an honor to have her on this show. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. Karen has healed my health so much. If anyone knows me, they know I love beans. I have beans all the time, and beans have been so vital to my whole entire well-being. So I hope everyone gets something from this, and she offers protocols. Take her online course and you have access to her nutritional wisdom for life. She helps me through so many things over the past years. So I hope you enjoy. I've had the pleasure working with you for such a long time, and my complete outlook on nutrition and health has changed. And originally I came to you for acne and my face is completely cleared, but all things in my health have changed, and it's changed my relationship to food. So thank you so much. And you're very famously known for the Bean Protocol, but for those who don't know you, could you introduce yourself and maybe tell us a little bit how you got into your work?
Sure. I'm Karen Hurd, and I originally became interested in nutrition because my little 18-month-old was poisoned by an organophosphate. It was a bug spray that was sprayed into our home, but it was sprayed at more than the strength that it should have been. And that was you can read the story on my website. It's called The Green Dragon, but it's a long story. But the bottom line is they said that she would not live, and there was no treatment that could clear the organophosphate from her bloodstream and from her liver, and that she would die soon. And so I did not accept that answer, even though I did take her to specialists in Chicago, in Dallas, and in St. Louis. They all had the same prognosis that she would not live, and she was very, very ill. And so I took it upon myself to go to the local medical school, which is the university in St. Louis, Washington University Medical School. And I went to the library and I researched on what you could do. And soluble fiber has everything to do with this. Soluble fiber is able to clear organophosphates and all fat soluble toxins and waste. And so then I began, because the only tool I had available to me was food. I didn't have medications. I didn't have anything. And supplements only make more of a stress on an already overstrained and dying liver. So the only thing I had was food. And so that's what I applied. Ruth is the name of my daughter, and she did survive. And not only did she survive, but she's done very well. And she actually works for me. You've been communicating with her back and forth. She works for me, my business. She's in her 30s and she's married with two children. And so what happened after this, was not a thing that was unknown to the community where I lived at the time of Ruth's poisoning. It was actually in the news. It was in the St. Louis papers. And when she recovered, there was a little article that says, girl destined to die lives. And then people started to call me. And I didn't even know the article was in the paper. Nobody came and interviewed me. It just appeared in the paper. People started to call me and say, can you help me? The doctors have said they can't help me. And I say, no, I don't have any nutritional background except for what I studied at the university in the library on my own as a citizen. I have no degrees. And they said, we don't care. No one's been able to help us. And so then I'd say, well, if it was me, I would do this. Or let me go down to the library and read. I've never looked at that issue before. I was just looking at organophosphate poisoning. And so then what happened is more and more people started to call me because what I tell them to do worked. Then it got so large in that St. Louis area that then different businesses on Bell Telephone called and asked if I began doing lectures to their employees. Bury Inns did the same. St. Louis Catholic Parish for the teachers and the parents called me and asked me to do the same. And finally, University of Missouri called me and asked if I would begin teaching. And I said, I don't have a degree. And they said, we know, get one. And so at that time, I went ahead and I got my degree in nutrition, complete comprehensive nutrition. Since then, I have completed a master's degree in biochemistry. And this August, I just finished another master's degree in public health. And I have been practicing now for 30 years. I don't even know how many clients now. I'm sure that it's way over 70,000 clients that I have worked with and still working with. And I add new clients literally every day. And so I've moved to an online format so that I can keep up with everybody and help as many people in the world. My practice is worldwide. It is no longer just within the United States. It's across the world. So that's how I got involved.
And the world needs it. And like you said, all medical problems are essentially coming from food. I just spent some time in an acupuncture clinic, and every person that would come in had diabetes. And like you said, it's not based on mostly anything else. It's just food. And then I come back to the U.S. and it's totally in my face here too. And people that come in for acupuncture, it's an issue with, I just keep going back to nutrition. And even myself using your protocol. And so beans are a big topic and an essential thing. But as you say, there's things that need to be taken out of the diet along with the beans. But could you talk a little bit about the beans and the holiness about the beans?
Yes. We have three different systems in the body that have to cleanse toxic waste. And we make toxic waste just because we breathe. Even if we were breathing pure air 100% of the time, it's possibly on the face of the earth, we still have metabolic waste. That is just part of us being human beings. And we have chemical reactions that cause everything to happen within the body. And so there's metabolic waste that comes from that. We have three systems to clear that. We have the lymphatic system, we have the kidneys, and we also have the liver. The lymphatic system clears mostly our infectious disease, bacteria, viruses, and they deal with that, as well as different molds and fungus. The kidneys clear water-soluble waste, and the liver clears fat-soluble waste. Out of those three systems, if one of those systems fails you, you will eventually die. Not so bad with the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system, if your lymphatic system failed you, you could live, and you have a lot of lymphatic system, your spleen, and women, you know, that go through mastectomies, they get all the lymph nodes stripped, you know, down their arm and underneath in the armpit, they often, or those are gone, or football players often will lose their spleen and an injury that happens on the football field. All those things are part of the lymphatic system. Can people live without that? Yes, actually, you can live basically a full life. So lymphatic system's important, but not as important as the kidneys. Now, the kidneys, if your kidneys failed you, did not filter your blood at all, you will die in 2 weeks. So if you have complete kidney failure and you don't go through dialysis, you will die in 2 weeks. That's pretty bad. But even more important is the liver. If the liver fails you and does not filter your blood, you will die in under 24. That's how important the liver is. So I focused with my daughter on the liver because the organophosphate is something that's cleared by the liver, and it's a very, very harmful toxin. But we also breathe in toxins, glycophosphates, all kinds of things that we're exposed to in everyday life. And to clear things from the liver, you have to be able to get rid of a digestive fluid called bile. And this is why the liver filters your bloodstream about a gallon per minute, and it takes all that waste and it puts it into a substance called bile. The bile goes down through biliary ducts to the gallbladder, and some of it drips directly into the duodenum, and then the rest is released from the gallbladder into the duodenum. The duodenum is the first part of your small colon. It's just underneath your sternum, and it's above your belly button. Most people put their hand there and say, this is my stomach. No, your stomach's under your left breast. That's okay. Just let them call your small colon or small intestine your stomach. But that's where all the bile drips down into, and in the case of the gallbladder, it's squirted. The bile then is shunted into the duodenum, and there it travels through the small colon, through the duodenum, into the jejunum, and into the ileum. These are all parts of the small intestine. Just prior to the bile going into the large colon, there is a very important occurrence. That is, bile is a fat, and fats are absorbed from the terminal part of the ileum. So all of those fat-soluble wastes that are in the bile will be reabsorbed and re-enter the bloodstream. This is very important for people to understand. At what rate do we absorb our own metabolic waste in anything that we're trying to get rid of? 5%. Your excess hormones. If you don't get rid of all your excess hormones, then you end up with all kinds of cancers, including breast cancer, ovarian cancer, prostate cancer. It goes on and on. So we have to get rid of more bile. We have to make more than 5% of the bile go into the large colon. Once that bile that's carrying all this waste product, once it goes into the large colon, it's no absorption of fats that is done. So we're going to be able to finally put that into the toilet in the form of a bowel movement. If we could find a way to get more of that bile to go into the large colon and less of it to go back into the bloodstream with all of that toxic waste, then we got rid of a vast majority of our health dying of organic phosphate poisoning. So we have to meet two criteria to be able to make this happen. One, you have to eat something or consume something that will have an affinity and will bind with the bile acids, that will actually capture the bile acids. And you have to have some type of chemical bonding or some way to capture these molecules, because not everything mixes together. That's the first criteria. The second criterion is that this particular substance also can't cross the intestinal barrier. There is one food that will bind this toxic bile, and that is beans. The beans are able to capture the bile molecules, and at the same time, the soluble fiber that's doing the capturing of the bile, it cannot cross the intestinal barrier. It's impossible. 100% toilet in the form of a bowel movement. And any of those molecules of bile that are captured by that soluble fiber will also be excreted. This is incredibly important to understand, because this is how we get rid of our waste products that are fat soluble. And the fat soluble waste products are the most damaging to the human health of any waste products. It's the fat soluble ones. So we throw them away. So beans are important for every human being to be consuming on a daily basis, not a weekly basis, a daily basis. How often in the day? Every meal. You should be eating beans with breakfast. You should be eating beans with lunch. You should be eating beans with your evening meal 3 times a day. How much? The average person, a half a cup. If you have a lot of other health problems, if you ever go on my website and you get involved in my courses, sometimes I have people eat beans 6 times a day at a smaller amount, because we have to throw away the bile more frequently. Because your bile doesn't just recycle once a day. It depends on the person, but it's 21 to 72 times a day your bile recycles.
Wow.
So if you wanted to get rid of 100% of your bile, you would have to eat beans basically every 20 minutes. And some people are in such a sad state that they are in a panic attack and they want to come out of a panic attack. That's from too much adrenaline. That's what causes an anxiety or panic attack. We'll have them eat beans, 2 tablespoons every 20 minutes. Then we throw away 100% of that excess adrenaline and they come right out of their panic attack and their anxiety.
Incredible.
So we're just getting rid of these hormones that create these horrible problems for people. So beans are important. And then there's anolis that's important.
Yeah, incredible. There's such a connection to all of this. I mean, I originally came to you for acne and just threw them for every meal. And I do have them and it feels so healing. So it's incredible.
Yes.
So people come to you for all kinds of things. And on your website, you do have a platform that covers all kinds of different ailments and issues. Could you kind of go through all of the, I mean, as we just said, like we help, these things help with mental health and acne and all kinds of, and just ultimately healing the body. But what are maybe the more popular things that you see people for?
I see people for arthritis, all kinds of inflammatory diseases. Arthritis is just one of them, but there's the Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. There's multiple chemical sensitivities that create inflammation. There's people with diabetes, there's people with psoriasis, people with eczema, allergies. I see all kinds of people with allergies. Thousands of women that have PMS, premenstrual syndrome, or have ovarian difficulties with ovarian cysts. All kinds of people with infertility. I have 17 courses already published on my website on various topics. And so hopefully by the end of this year, I will finish my cancer course. I still take care of people with cancer right now, but I don't have the course written on it. I just tell them exactly what they should be doing and work with them. I put them in my Living Well protocol, and then I modify the protocol. So I help people with any situation you have. I think I have worked with almost every condition that there is.
Wow, incredible. And so many people have been healed. And so the people that are struggling in Los Angeles with the smoke, what do you think for that, if they've been exposed or are having issues because of the pollution?
They are going to have issues. I wish that I could tell you, you could eat something or swallow some vitamin and that's going to take care of it. It will not. And that's because smoke is a particulate. It's an actual piece of matter that you are breathing into your lungs, into those aerials. And so what is the best thing to do? Get out of LA. Get out of there. Leave. Go to a family member or a friend that lives somewhere that is outside of that smoke. If you have to remain there, you have to be able to wear some type of mask or respiratory system to filter out those smoke particles. It's just get away from it. You will eventually heal, but it will take months, not weeks, months for your body to eventually rid yourself of those particulates. And so that's the best thing that you can do. I mean, there's no magic bullet on that.
Yeah. Just an emergency situation to get out.
Yeah. Get out.
So another hot topic, I don't know if we want to go into it, but I am curious around weight loss drugs and Ozempic. Do you have anything on that?
Avoid Ozempic. Avoid weight loss drugs. Yes. Everyone wants to lose weight right now and they want to just take a pill. It is simple to lose weight. But you have to change the way you eat. It's not I'm genetically predisposed. I've seen all of this. I have studied the science on this. I have looked at all the DNA and all the different things that have to come together for you to be genetically predisposed. I'm sorry. It is the way you are eating. And you have to make different choices. And I know that you're saying, well, that doesn't sound very nice. It's that we have made poor choices with our diet. And all we have to do is change the way we eat. I have a weight loss course on my website. You can certainly take it. But it's choosing a different way to eat. It's that simple.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
These drugs that you take, you're going to have problems with them. You're going to have symptoms from them. You're going to get into trouble with them.
Right.
Don't do them.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the big thing. It's like, it seems like a great idea, but then when it comes down to it, if it causes more problems than good, then what's the point?
Right. I do want to say something to those out there that say, Karen, you don't understand me. I have been eating only 1,200 calories a day. I exercise like crazy and I don't eat one bad thing. I just live on vegetables and I still haven't lost weight. It's because you haven't done it. You don't understand all of the components that go into weight loss. You have to understand what you have to remove with triglycerides. You have to understand adipose tissue. You have to understand adipokines. You have to understand that there are certain foods that you think might be helping you to cause you to lose weight, but are actually increasing your weight gain because you forced yourself into a fasting state, which increases your cortical steroid production, which means you will gain weight. People just don't understand the biochemistry behind it. I talk about it in my course. And once you're in one of my courses, you have unlimited email contact with me in forever, and you know, until I die. But then you need to know some basic metabolic principles of what's going on. Bad diets don't work.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I feel like we've covered so much. You'd like to add? I really appreciate you getting on sharing about the smoke. I feel like that's just beneficial for people. So
yes, I'm very happy to share. The one thing, those who are listening to this, be encouraged. Food has the power to heal you, not supplements, medications, crazy, you know, whatever. Food has the power to heal you. It also has the power to kill you, but you just have to make right choices and you can heal. You can heal. So be encouraged.
I guess one last thing. Well, there's a couple. Could you briefly touch on meat? Another big one is that people feel that they don't have the resources to be healthy. That's a big one.
Everybody has the resources to eat well. Everyone does. Because if you could only have enough money to buy one food go down to the store and buy a 25-pound or 50-pound sack of beans. They're very cheap. They are one of the cheapest foods on the market. You don't have to buy bread. You don't have to buy anything else, meat. If you just buy beans and you need water because you got to soak them and you got to have a way to cook them. So hopefully you have a stove or something that you can boil beans. And if all you live are beans, you will be okay. There are other things that could help us, but it's out there. And I'm talking about if you buy them in a can, well, of course, you're paying for the cost of somebody else cooking them and putting them in a can. But everybody can afford this. Now, as far as meat is concerned, there is nothing wrong with meat as long as it is lean meat, because all of the toxins, the hormones, the antibiotics, everything that everybody's talking about that's so bad for you and me, that is found in the fat. It is not found in the muscle tissue. And we eat meat for the protein value, and that's found in the muscle. That's what meat is, muscle tissue. The fat is the bad stuff, so just cut it off. I mean, just eat lean. That's all you have to do.
I think throughout my healing journey, even you brought it up, like, are you having meat? And then, like, at times when I had complaints about certain issues, when we put in the meat, it actually made a difference. So,
yes, meat is very important. Protein is very important. And meat is a complete protein, because that's what keeps you from feeling tired and drug out. If you don't eat meat and protein, then yes, you're going to have a life where you're always tired.
And you do talk about in your course too, sometimes people can live longer with eating meat, right?
Yes. Yes, I have my Living Well course covers longevity. So if you want to live a long time, like for me right now, I am 67 years old. I would love to live to 120. Now, I don't know if God will give me those days, but that is the lifespan. If a person is eating well, that is the lifespan of mankind, 120 years. We can live that long.
Yeah.
But most people die in their 70s.
Yeah.
And at least in the United States, other countries, it's different life expectancies because their diets are different.
Right. Very interesting. Well, thank you so much, Karen. Thank you for the work that you're doing. And I hope to be able to share this with everyone that I can. Everyone needs to hear it. And it's so, so helpful. For anyone that wants to find you, the website, is it KarenHurd.com?
Yes, that is correct. Karen Hurd. And Hurd is spelled H-U-R-D. So KarenHurd.com.
Wonderful. And she has many protocols there that you can take her online courses. You have access to her for life. So very incredible. And you're just so knowledgeable, Karen. Thank you so much. And I'm feeling so good. And I'm just loving the beans. So I can't thank you enough.
You look great, Elizabeth. Keep up the good work.
Take care, Karen.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.